We continue now with our trade talk, again, virtual this year, part of the NAFB. We're going to visit now with the chairman of the National Corn Growers Association. His name is Kevin Ross, who farms in Iowa. So, Kevin, first of all, welcome, and maybe just start off by telling us how your growing season went in 2020.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on. This year was really interesting for us, and I think, you know, the growers across the entire U.S., and every year is always different, but 2020 for us on our farm was very dry. We were in a pocket that just couldn't find rain anywhere. So we were about as dry as I've ever seen it throughout the growing season in the past 20 years. To the point that anything, any little bit would have been very, very welcome, but we just couldn't get it. And so low yields in our area. I wouldn't say it was, you know, a complete train wreck by any means, but you know, lower yields in our area due to that. Cool temps kept it kept us in the ball game, but you know, didn't quite get there in the end. So we were fortunate enough to stay out of that derecho for the most part from our area. North and east of us was really where a lot of that hit so badly and damaged a lot of crops in that area. And that just looked like nightmares for guys having to pick up that down corn this fall.
Yeah. So is that just basically a total loss then? Once that got knocked down, was there anybody able to salvage anything?
Yeah, actually there was, I think, you know, more of it picked up than originally thought, that there would be. But, you know, even some seed corn, I've talked to a few of the companies that they had already gotten the mails out and really didn't lose much seed corn production, which surprised me. They were right at the critical time there, but for the most part, I think the seed industry was kind of saved in a lot of that area too, and a lot of that corn is a lot shorter too, you know, so they were able to survive that. Yeah, just looked tough. Okay. Corn reels and a lot of dirt going in machines.
I would imagine, especially with the dryness. I do want to, before we run out of time here, to talk a bit about the Next Generation Fuels Act that came out this fall, and basically talking about the future of ethanol.
Yeah, so Congresswoman Sherry Bustos of Illinois introduced this Next Generation Fuels Act in late September, and it, you know, really gives us a chance to talk about the future of ethanol and hopefully garner a lot of support for the move to higher blends of ethanol. We think that's the future of liquid fuels for sure, and in the gasoline blended marketplace. I think it's for us really shows what, you know, what we think from an environmental standpoint, as well as really engine technology can do for, you know, future fuel usage. And we're going to have a lot of farmers getting behind this thing. I think it's going to be really good for long-term use of corn, as well as just the industry as a whole for all the other good things that ethanol has benefits for.
We all know that ethanol, I believe, has a good future, but I'm curious, just because of all the weather events and everything that has happened with corn and, you know, what happened last spring with the demand being way down, is there going to be the same need for corn this fall for the ethanol plants?
Absolutely. The ethanol market didn't drop off near as much as, you know, as was expected with fuel consumption. It certainly did have, you know coronavirus and the shutdowns did have an effect, especially early on. But I think as you drove and saw through the summer months, a lot of the margins for ethanol got better. And it's not all rosy everywhere, but it's definitely changed the dynamics, and a lot of plants are running well, and certainly buying a lot of corn this fall. So that's a good deal for producers and for ethanol too.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.